We start with local government. Last night, the Carrboro Town Council voted 5-1 to authorize a contract to build the 203 South Greensboro project, a new building downtown that will house numerous facilities, including a new library branch. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council has its turn. They're meeting virtually at 7. Council members will consider endorsing the county's manufactured housing action plan. They'll get the results of this year's community survey. They'll get an update on the One Orange racial equity framework, and they'll consider renaming the Chapel Hill Transit Facility in honor of Howard and Lillian Lee. Get the link to the full agenda on our website, chapelboro.com. Also tonight at 7 o'clock, the Democratic Women of Orange County are hosting an online congressional candidates forum featuring the Democratic candidates in District 4. This is the race to replace David Price, who's retiring after more than 3 decades on the job. I'm going to be moderating this online forum, so you'll hear me if you tune in. Get the link to the online forum by searching Facebook for Democratic Women of Orange County, NC. While local government officials are meeting, local students are unmasking. On Monday, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools officially lifted its mask mandate, making face masks recommended but not required for the first time since March of 2020. Superintendent Dr. Nia Hamlet discussed that move recently on 97.9 The Hill.
You know, I think what helps is that the numbers are starting to decrease. Certainly having different tools in our toolbox now with vaccines available, especially for our younger children, has been helpful. The other thing that I think has really been appreciated by our staff, although, and you may have noticed that at the last board meeting, we did share that about 65% of the respondents to the survey put out by our Chapel Hill Carrboro Association of Educators indicated that they wanted us to continue with mask requirements. But I think having that leeway and really knowing when we would be in a mask recommended or mask optional environment was helpful for our staff, who may be a little bit hesitant. But, you know, I've been in schools and I've been seeing students who are choosing not to wear masks outside and taking advantage of that and starting to kind of get acclimated to, you know, what a mask optional environment might look like.
That's Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Nia Hamlet speaking there. Get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. That's in K-12 schools. Meanwhile, colleges are getting ready for graduation day just a month away. Local universities planning their spring commencement ceremonies. Yesterday, Duke announced this year's commencement speaker, Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors. Barra got an honorary degree from Duke back in 2018. Over now to UNC, where a new effort is underway to meet a need that rarely gets discussed, lack of access to menstrual products. Studies have found about 1 in 5 teen girls struggle to afford menstrual products, and 1 in 4 have missed class because of it. But now every residential community on campus has those products available for free. That's thanks to a new program through the UNC Residence Hall Association. 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach has more.
Free menstrual products are not new to UNC's campus. The Residence Hall Association RHA program is using the same supplier as the Carolina Union to provide pads and tampons to residents. But until last month, there was no prior access to such products in residence halls. Eliana Alexander, president of the UNC RHA, has been working on the pilot program for free menstrual products for years. She said the project was formed in the spring of 2020 before campus shut down due to COVID-19.
Essentially, we decided that we felt that menstrual products should be provided to all menstruators in residence halls. We know that there are equity issues globally and at Carolina with access to menstrual products, and we wanted to alleviate that gap.
Alexander said working to eliminate the gap to menstrual products can allow all students to focus on enjoying their Carolina experience without having to worry about affording menstrual products. RHA operates off money from student fees to provide programming to students. Alexander said if the RHA menstrual program paid for the products for every single person who lived on campus, those costs would total more than $300,000 a year.
Unfortunately, we're not able to fully address the need and pay for, you know, the menstrual products of every single menstruator at Carolina, but we are hoping to be able to supplement that need.
Alexander said the goal for this program is to provide one pad and one tampon to every resident per month. She acknowledged those quantities aren't enough to provide everyone's needs. Instead, RHA hopes community members will take just what they need so those on campus who need the products the most can access them.
this program is going to cost RHA $35,000 a year for all of the residential communities. And that's a huge, hugely significant chunk of our budget. And we're taking that money from our reserves because we've been able to save so much money over the past couple of years, but we really want to use that money and give it back to residents. We don't want it just sitting in our bank.
Alexander said RHA paying for the menstrual product program will not be sustainable forever, but she said she hopes the program could eventually be just another university-funded program on campus. In March, boxes were installed in at least two restrooms in each residential community, which means students can access products right now. And Alexander stressed accessibility as a key reason behind location choices.
Every community, they're in at least a men's and a women's restroom, because we want to, you know, acknowledge that menstruation happens for people who identify differently, regardless of your gender identity. And we, where possible in communities that have gender neutral restrooms, we also have products in those restrooms. So hopefully everyone can access these products.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Puket.
And finally, some sad business news. A downtown Chapel Hill restaurant announced this week that it's closing down. Lyman Basil Restaurant on Franklin Street is closing its doors effective today after nearly 16 years. And time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Inside Carolina. Not a lot on the Tar Heel sports calendar today, but individual honors are coming in for numerous athletes. In tennis, Brian Cernok and Matt Kiger got named ACC Men's Doubles Team of the Week after leading Carolina to a pair of wins over the weekend. And Cameron Mora is your ACC Women's Tennis Player of the Week after she beat two top 50 opponents to help UNC win two meets. And in women's lacrosse, Tar Heel goalie Taylor Moreno won ACC and National Defensive Player of the Week honors after making some key highlight reel saves in Carolina's win over Notre Dame. Two UNC teams do see action today, both in Charlotte. UNC softball is facing UNC Charlotte at 6, and UNC baseball has a neutral site matchup with South Carolina at 7. Good news, by the way, if you're a Diamond Heels fan, starting this Friday, we'll begin airing Carolina baseball games right here on 97.9 The Hill. And, of course, the spring game is coming up on Saturday for UNC football. First chance for the Tar Heels to show off their roster for 2022. A lot of new faces on the field this year and some new faces on the sideline, too. Most notably, new defensive coordinator Gene Chizik back with Carolina for the first time since 2016. Here's head coach Mac Brown talking about Chizik.
He has such a great presence right now when he walks in a room. So I would say he was a head coach that won a national championship after I coached with him. So I just feel like he's got so much more confidence. He walks into the room. He controls the room. There's such a feel of discipline and confidence about him. All the kids are sitting up and they're listening to every little word he says. And he's got a great command of the staff. And I think that's it. It was just in thinking about him, he went to the Greensboro High School Coaches Clinic and probably hadn't spoken for 5 years, very much for sure. And he got out there and he just killed it. I mean, he did a tremendous job. The coaches give him a standing ovation, and they're all wanting to talk to him when he's walking out. So I think confidence, there is something about winning a national championship. Very few people get to do it. And I asked Coach Darryl Royal, who was the legendary coach at Texas, what does this mean? And he said, it means that people will listen to more of what you say because you've done something that everybody likes to do and very few get to do. And I think I see that in Gene right now.
That's head coach Mac Brown there. UNC's spring football game will be this Saturday at 3 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes lost again last night 4-2 at Buffalo. The Canes get a shot for some revenge tomorrow at 7:30. They'll be taking on the Sabres again, this time at home. In baseball, yesterday was opening day for the Durham Bulls, but it was not a happy occasion. The Bulls lost at Nashville 5-4 on a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Game two of that series is tonight at 7:30. Visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local sports, including continued coverage of Carolina basketball, social media reactions from former UNC stars after Carolina's run to the NCAA title game.